We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio.
You are just in time for the tournament championship back at the LaFell School in Hartsdale, New York. It's Boomslang Basketball. I'm Rob Adams, and welcome aboard as they have just tipped it off. And as they did in the first game, Boomslang won the toss and almost scored. And by the way, that was Kate who scored on that first possession of the last game against Northeast Elite. But now they play Bourne Leaders, and Bourne Leaders has it from right to left. It's a color-on-color game, and is driving back at the other end. A lot of steps, and they will blow a whistle for a traveling violation. Because Bourne Leaders wears the green, the white, with the pink lettering. And Boomslang has remained, of course, in the light blue with the white. And so we're underway. Played into the front court by Bourne Leaders. They move to the right side. 13:27 to go first half, no score. Turning is number 9 for Bourne Leaders, and with a push, she is fouled. So we settle in after a long break. Many were wise enough to step away and go get themselves a cup of coffee. Sean Adams and I were not that wise. First free throw is good. So it's 1-0 Bourne Leaders. Second free throw on the way. And that comes up a little empty. Went to the back iron and fell out. So it's 1-0, and it will be Boomslang basketball. Sean and I thought about it, but then there was also the question of what gym were we going to be in, and we are right back where we were. As it's dribbled by Alexa, sends down low to Valerie. She puts it up. That got deflected and turned back by Bourne Leaders. They have a 1-0 lead. Brought across the timeline, goes to the left side, heading down toward the baseline. A lot of slipping on the floor as it comes back out to the left wing. Sitting there, it goes up top, turning and moving to the right side for Bourne Leaders, as I said, in the green with the white accents, but the pink lettering. Moving inside to the blocks, up and no good. Rebounded by Valerie. So with the dribble, she works across near the timeline, gets it across as she threaded it to Logan. Logan threading through defenders and down low, a little strong off glass by Alexa. So to go with Bourne Leaders, 1-0 the score. 4-3 was the score of the first one, as this one doesn't fall at the other end. 4-3, and it was a bit of a nail biter toward the end. A ball fake sent down low. This goes off glass. No good for Bourne Leaders. So coming up with it, here comes Logan. Almost lost the handle on the dribble, but got it right back with the right hand. Off her leg, and it'll roll out of bounds, last touched by number 11 of Boomslang. That is Logan. So 1-0 with 12:04 to go in the first half. And a collision in the front court will send the ball out of bounds. No foul. So it'll just be Bourne Leaders basketball. They'll bring it in and move from right to left. It's almost a top-to-bottom perspective for me, as this is up from the left side, no good on a 15-footer. Brought back the other way by Bourne Leaders. Off the leg, into the corner. Good job by Alexa to recover, but the pass was errant and thrown back for Bourne Leaders. They've got it in a 3-on-2, and they score. So they take a 3-0 lead. This is a championship of this weekend tournament. Taylor with a very high dribble into the front court, lobs down low into the lane. Alexa fights for it, and it doesn't fall. That was a pretty look on that try from right underneath. And they'll call the jump ball. 11:17 to go. First half, 3-0. Bourne Leaders on top, and it'll be Leaders basketball. Bourne Leaders coach, you can kind of hear him through the microphone across the way. driving left side down to the baseline, turning and firing. That's short. A second try coming. They get it back on the offensive rebound. Miss the second shot, and it's Alexa who gets the rebound. So she dribbles, going very high on the dribble, and they'll call that a double dribble, in fact. So 10:55 remaining first half. Born leaders playing with just one on their bench, so they're a little thinner. But Boomslang has a full complement on the bench. They have, I believe, still five as this bounces out of bounds. By the way, news just broke, and I don't know if Sean Adams can hear me. Sean cannot hear me. I'm actually trying to catch his attention. Anthony Volpe has made the Yankees roster. So Anthony Volpe, and that's significant to Sean and I for a particular reason, as Born Leaders drives down low to the baseline. Sean and I both work still for the Hudson Valley Renegades. And 2 years ago, Sean's still an outstanding videographer, as it's in the front court with Born Leaders stealing it back, and they'll move, winning, leading 3-0. And I was the play-by-play announcer, and one of the big stars that year, as it's thrown out of bounds, was Anthony Volpe. So Sean and I have a vested interest in Volpe making the New York Yankees. So very happy for him. The 21-year-old, and he will make the roster. And we'll get a jump ball to stop play in a 3-0 game with 10:05 remaining in the first half. Looks like Valerie and Logan have checked out. We'll try to catch who else has come in. Looks like Harper has come into the game, and Zoe as well. Zoe tried it from the right blocks. There's a second try by Kate. That's no good. A third try also sits underneath, scrumming for it and getting on top of it. A good save. Was that Kate? It was, but it got thrown and taken the other way. Sent down to the baseline, turning, it sits underneath, and Born Leaders comes up empty on that. So they'll bring it back the other way. And they call is that an illegal screen they called? So it'll go side out of bounds. It'll be Born Leaders basketball. They lead 3-0 with 9:27 remaining in the first half. Handled by Born Leaders. They take a pull-up and they hit. Pretty pull-up jumper. So they have a 5-0 lead. 9:08 remaining first half, clock running. To the left side, that was Taylor, bounces around with Kate. Kate tries to get it back on the sideline. She does, sending toward Alexa. Alexa in the lane, collision there, turning around. It goes ahead with Born Leaders. Leaders on the near side. They have a 5-0 lead in this tournament championship. Thrown cross court, goes to the other side. Kate on defense, driving in. Sent back out, right wing foul line extended. No one home as it's sent back to the left wing side. Thrown up with a 10-footer, that's no good. And it comes back the other way. From the baseline, it's Alexa, no good. And Taylor traveled. So it gets turned back. Two Born Leaders, they have a 5-0 lead. They go to the left side, pass overthrown, it will go out of bounds. Oh, and they're giving it back to Born Leaders. Kate really tried hard to save that ball, but she touched it just enough and stepped out of bounds. So it'll be Born Leaders' ball. ...7:55 remaining first half. Bourne leaders on the left side, throw it into the lane, a scrum forward over to the right side, spinning around, driving baseline, getting underneath, now all alone, and they put it home. So the lead to 7-0. It's Zoe, sent to Taylor. Taylor turned and fired, kind of rushed the shot. Going to the left block, to the free throw line. Harper backs it out. Here's Zoe. Zoe moving in, and it's going the other way. So we're down to 7-17. Remaining in the first half. And a terrific start for Bourne leaders as they are up 7-0. This is Aaron, comes back the other way. Here is Zoe. Zoe for Boomslang. Turns around from the right blocks. Oh, it rolls on the cylinder and falls out. But she gets her own rebound, sends it back out to Harper. Harper turns, and that is a backcourt violation. Violation because, again, like in the first game, a Boomslang player just had a foot on the court, and that becomes a technical foul. They are talking about it with the officials. And there was certainly a certain level of frustration. I know these officials work hard, but I mentioned it to you in the first game. Boomslang did not shoot a single free throw. Not a single one. Northeast Elite shot 4, 7, 9, 13, 15 free throws. So, well, it doesn't appear to be a technical foul now. It appears to be side out of bounds. So ultimately, no harm, no foul. It's Bourne leaders' ball. They get down underneath. They have a 7-0 lead. They turn, and this goes out of bounds. Looked like it might have gotten deflected in part by Joey, who had checked in. 6:33 remaining in the half. By the way, the first game, having the long break that we had between games, as Taylor got a hand on the inbound pass, they go to the baseline, sent over into the blocks, trying to throw something there to the back to the elbow, and a travel turns it over. We had enough time in between that the first game is archived. It is in my archive on archive.org as it sits underneath. Turning around, that's put up. No good. You just look for the Rob Casting Archive, and or might just put Rob Adams in. Chances are you might find it as this goes out of bounds at the other end. 6 minutes remaining, first half. 7-0 Bourne leaders. And the leaders will inbound. It's their ball. Pass is high, but it's able to be controlled by Bourne leaders. And they haul it up from 12 and reset by Boomslang. They'll bring it from right to left. Zoe turns. Getting toward the baseline. She's working her way in, and they're calling a foul on her. She worked her way with the elbow, and they called the offensive foul. So it'll be Bourne leaders basketball. Still with a 7-0 first half lead. To the right side, down toward the baseline for Bourne leaders. From underneath, too high off glass, heading toward the corner. It went out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang basketball. It'll start with Taylor. Taylor with the right hand on the dribble, a defense on her. Zoe back to Taylor. Taylor at the elbow. Throws it. It sat on the front iron and then bounced out. Rebounded by the leaders. Bourne leaders looking to extend the lead to 9. From inside the lane, that's no good. It's underneath. It goes out of bounds. It will be Bourne leaders basketball. 4:49 remaining in the first half. And it's brought in immediately and intercepted by Zoe. Zoe looking to bring it up court. 4 Bourne leaders. There's a collision. And they whistled a foul. So a non-shooting foul, and the inbound pass is stolen by Bourne leaders and knocked out of bounds. Still 7-0. It'll be Boomslang basketball. 4:34 remaining first half, and Coach Ron wants a timeout. And so the officials, and these guys and girls, because there have been female officials as well, they just go from one game to another pretty much all day. So they take a break and kind of enjoy it by dribbling and kind of messing around. An underhand from midcourt, from half court rather. He just drained a shot. Oh, boy. Couldn't hit the second one. He's going to try it from the free throw line now, and that, no. So a break in the action. On the timeout. .434 remaining first half. As March Madness rolls on as well. Here's Taylor trying to get Boomslang on the board. She's got it up top. And a travel. The official looked back and said double dribble. And the whistle continued to blow about 30 times out to the near sideline, which after a long day, you get a little tired of hearing the rumble of a whistle. Oh, well, 4:15 remaining first half. Bourne leaders to the front court, to the sideline, feeds inside from the blocks, put up no good, did hit the window, but nothing there. Kate's got it. She'll bring it back. Kate ahead toward the lane. Intercepted. Bourne leaders get it. Bourne leaders up 7-0. As Julia also is on the floor. I was watching her shoot quite a bit in between games. Few people hung around the gym. For the most part, it was just Sean and I in here. But there were a few, Julia being one of them, and she was shooting for quite a bit. I believe with her members of her family. This is a lob down to the blocks. Here's Kate. That's no good. Tried it from the left side. Reset by Bourne leaders. And a member of Elite hung around as well, because remember, they could not hit a free throw, a travel called at the other end. Had they hit any one of a number of free throws, they win that game. But it was not meant to be today. And look, we're not going to get into blaming fourth graders or fourth graders for God. Come on. Love sports, you got to keep it in perspective. To the free throw line. Here's Julia. Almost had stolen away, and now it is. She was looking for the pass, and the quick hands of number one gets it inside. Bourne leaders brings it back out in the left wing. Holds high. Settles up top. Move around with 2:58 remaining first half, and she just drives past everybody. Almost laid it in. So it's Boomslang basketball. They bring it. I believe that was Ella with the rebound. Sent across to the elbow. Played there by Taylor. and a violation turns it back. 2.5 remaining before halftime. 7-0 Bourne leaders. And the leaders from right to left. Backed out right wing. And intercepted and broken away on a fast break all alone. It's Zoe, and she's got it. Zoe watched it and stole it, and Boomslang is on the board at 7-2. Now the leaders will try to answer, see if Boomslang can get on a run. Under two remaining in the half. Sits underneath. That is put up. That is no good as it bounced around on the rim. Boomslang comes up with it with Joey. She'll start it. Dribbles ahead. Here's Julia. Julia leaves it to her right for Zoe. Now Taylor goes left side for Joey. The pass was too tall. And it's grabbed by Bourne leaders as we come down to the 92nd mark of the first half. In a 7-2 Bourne leaders lead, that gets rejected by Zoe down low. And in the lane, it was picked up by Ella. And here comes Boomslang with a chance to cut into it. And a backcourt violation whistled, and she turned around and knew it immediately. With a grin, she looks with that oops. 1:13 remaining first half, 7-2. Can you imagine if I had broadcast the games of my own son when he played baseball? Not sure what he would have thought of that. From the lane, Bourne leaders, turns, leaves it back out, to the elbow, stepping inside. They traveled or something. Nope. Now it's the lane violation. 59.2 remaining in the half. And a 7-2 lead. How are your March Madness brackets surviving? Mine are done. They were going well when the weekend started. I had all four left. The whistle was blown, and I don't have the first idea why. So it'll be Bourne leaders basketball. Still 7-2. They lead over Boomslang with 41 remaining in the first half. To the elbow, to the free throw line. Now left elbow, sent down low, turn around, left blocks, no good. Taken by Zoe. She was waiting for it. Brings it back with that high dribble into the front court. Turns toward the left blocks. Bounces around. Sat in the lane. Picked up by Bourne leaders. They drive with 20 remaining in the half, and it goes out of bounds. So still 7-2. Bourne leaders basketball. They bring it in. Knocked right back out of bounds immediately by Julia. Good defense. 18.7 remaining first half. Again, in and underneath, and no good. Almost dropped in, but nothing to it. And turn back with Boomslang. 10 remaining in the half. Zoe brings it up with 6, down to 5. Down to Taylor, no good. Takes it back with 2, dribbles with 1, and the first half's going to come to an end. 7-2, the halftime score. Bourne leaders on top. So we're just catching our breath, 90 seconds before we resume. Teams getting ready to return to the floor in 60 seconds. By the way, San Diego State has moved on to the Final Four. If you're not watching it, apparently a very, very good game. So quite a Final Four. San Diego State, Florida Atlantic. I mean, come on. Can't make this stuff up. But yeah, I had all my Final Four contenders in play until basically Friday night or Thursday night. Then it all fell apart. Oh, well. Second half ready to go. 14 minutes on the clock. 7-2 Bourne leaders. Zoe has the one bucket for Boomslang. Rob Adams with you. Courtside at LaFell School. An immediate inbound and almost a bucket for Bourne leaders. They bring it back to the near side, but it's taken away by Alexa. Alexa driving. Alexa between defenders. Loss of the ball, goes out of bounds. It'll be Bourne leaders' ball. 15 seconds gone, second half. And still a 7-2 lead. Here's the inbound. Handled by Bourne leaders in the backcourt. They bring it across. Driving, losing the handle to the baseline. Turning, sending back to the free throw line. Almost picked off, but this is no good on a shot from the free throw line. It's Boomslang basketball. Now turned over. Bourne leaders again. Ball rolling toward the corner and out of bounds. To the families it goes. And Bourne leaders will inbound. Struggling to find someone. On the lob, and it was almost controlled by Bourne leaders, but instead Kate picked it off. Kate down the left side had it ripped out of her hands and out of bounds. And it's Boomslang ball. Inbounded to Alexa on the left wing, drives to the blocks, goes to throw up her shot, no good. It's a foul on a push. But it's a loose ball foul, no free throws. Inbounded to Logan. Logan on the dribble. Heads toward the spot between the circles. Lost the handle on the jump ball. It's going to be my new stat that I create. The jump ball stat. Inbounded from the far side by Logan. Valerie had it. Almost knocked away from her. Sends to the top of the arc for Alexa. Hauls it up. That's an air ball and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kate and Boomslang. 7-2. Bourne leaders raced out to a 7-0 run. And they're trying to score here. Almost going down alone. That's no good. Shot was underneath and short. Ball on the floor. And it will be Bourne leaders. Inbound immediately right underneath. No good. And able to come away with it was Kate. But they blew a whistle on her. And the official explaining to her how when Kate got the ball and she just moved. She's fierce. I mean, she's a basketball player. She played that one tough. So the official just explaining it. And Kate, the inbound. Lost it. Goes right side from the blocks. Up and no good. Back with it is Logan. Logan ahead to the front court. Nearly fell out of bounds. Last touched by Bourne leaders at the other end. 11:23 remaining. 7-2. Bourne leaders on top of Boomslang. Here on the boom mic. We're a one-of-a-kind deal here with all of us. Alexa on the baseline. Intercepted by Bourne leaders. They drive. And a lot of sliding. That's a travel. Under 11 remaining. Second half. Here's Alexa. Lobbed back. Goes to Harper. Harper tries to send inside, but too many Bourne leaders there. This hauled up by Boomslang, though. Looked like Kate got a hand on it. Bourne leaders gets it back. Down underneath, goes to the left side. Shot coming, that was short. Hit off the side iron toward the sideline. They get the ball back. Bourne Leaders to the elbow. Right elbow jumper, that's no good. Taken by Alexa. She's got it. Moving back the other way. Boomslang trying to get on a run. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Boomslang. And a whole fresh five coming off the bench for Boomslang. So Zoe is back in. There's Julia and Taylor. And Joey and Ella. Hopefully I've got everybody. Joey has it in the lane. Bourne Leaders comes away with it, though, after a scrum. Ahead. Thrown toward the left elbow to the left blocks from the baseline. Rejected. Zoe had it. She gets it back. Boomslang in need of a run with 9:39 to go. They trail 7-2. Sliding to the right side and out of bounds. Leaders makes a change as well. They actually have two on the bench. I thought they had more, but or less. I thought they only had one. They have two. That floor is very slippery, by the way. I see a lot of sliding out there as Bourne Leaders missed on their try. Down to Taylor. Out to Zoe. Zoe from way out. No good. Here comes Bourne Leaders. They get it into the paint. That was a lot of steps. And they saw it. Officials picked right up on it. So, Boomslang ball under 9 minutes remaining. 7-2. Left behind, sent to the right side. Brought back out. Inside it goes and out of bounds. .833 remaining, second half, 7-2. Bourne Leaders on top of Boomslang. Moving down toward the baseline for Bourne Leaders. Backed out right, left side. Moving up top, heading toward the right elbow. To the right blocks. A lot of traveling and laid in. And I don't mean traveling in terms of basketball sense that she wasn't dribbling. It's just a lot of ground covered to make it a 9-2 game. That was pretty, actually. I didn't describe it well. Zoe will bring it up for Boomslang with 8 minutes remaining. Second half. And a deep shot by Zoe, no good. Sits underneath. Joey tries it. It's Julia from the lane. Back it goes. It's Zoe. And no shot. I think they keep catching 3 second violations is what I'm hearing, but regardless of the case, 7:38 remaining, second half, 9-2. So we have had more games, more points than we had in our first game. That was 4-3. This is at least 9-2. From the free throw line, left elbow, back out it goes. Ball fake, stepping inside. Bourne Leaders, a 10-footer, out of bounds. So Alexa will inbound to Zoe. And we come down to the 7 minute mark. Alexa dribbling. Lobs ahead toward Ella. Controlled by Bourne Leaders. They'll bring it back. And stolen away. Here comes Zoe. Zoe alone. Zoe couldn't get it home. Back with Bourne Leaders. Waiting on defense is Taylor. Inside it goes. Now outside. And stolen by Zoe. 6:38 to go. Boomslang has work to do. Taylor up top. Looking. Heads out left. Bounces it back to Zoe. Zoe toward the baseline and knocked away. It'll stay with Boomslang with 6:22 remaining. Don't know when we'll see you after this, but I get the call. If I'm available, we return. That's how this is going to work. Inbound comes to Taylor. And right back out of bounds. My schedule will be busy between some PA announcing for those Hudson Valley Renegades, as well as lacrosse and baseball broadcasts and a travel called against Boomslang. 5:54 remaining. And it's inbounded by Born Leaders and then stolen away. Quick hands by Alexa. Nice work by her, but taken right back by the Leaders. They have a 7-point lead with 5:35 remaining. Going up top, turning left, sending down low. All alone, in and out, no good. Zoe awaited the rebound, and ultimately it landed with Ella. It's Zoe across to Taylor. Taylor back to Zoe on the right wing. Sent down to Alexa. And underneath, taken away by Born Leaders. 5:09 to go. 9-2 game. Born Leaders out to the left wing. They had it foul line extended. They dribble to the right side. Right blocks now. A ball fake knocked around by Zoe. Still held onto by Born Leaders. 4:49 remaining to the left elbow. Lot of dribbling and possession by Born Leaders. And there's the jump ball. With 4.5 remaining. The inbound to Alexa. And Boomslang with work to do. They trail by 7. From the free throw line. That is out of bounds. Coming down to 4:10 remaining. And they're pressing in the backcourt. And there's the whistle. It'll be Leaders basketball with 4:05 remaining. Nearly stolen by Alexa, but instead taken by Born Leaders. But good defense by Alexa, who nearly stole it then. Down it goes, right side in the blocks, went right through Alexa. She picks it right back up. Zoe brings it ahead. Sent to Kate. And the travel turns it over. 3:40 remaining. 9-2. Inbound brought ahead by Born Leaders. Lot of steps and a travel. It'll be Boomslang basketball with 3:24 to go. Zoe. Here's Kate. Kate, down. Alexa, no. She had it right underneath and just pulled the shot a little to the left. Had a good look, a good effort. That's to be applauded, and as a young player, that'll improve. You'll hit those bunnies 1,000 times. But it's Born Leader basketball with 3 minutes to go, and they're in control, up 7. Missing from the left baseline. Zoe had it, and they'll whistle it a travel on the floor. It'll be Born Leaders basketball with 2:52 remaining. Inbounded on the left side from the wing. Turning and moving inside, getting into the free throw line. Into the lane it goes and out of bounds. And we're going to get it. It will be inbounded by Logan, who is checked back in. And the inbound goes up, good, and a foul. So the lead to 11-2 and the bonus to follow. Free throw on the way, and she wants it from the traditional free throw stripe and couldn't hit it. But the lead to 9, 11-2, and 2:20 remaining. Here's Zoe. That's a low shot by Logan on the right side. Out toward the baseline, and it's a double dribble. 2:05 to go. Born leader basketball. They have a 9-point lead at 11-2. Toward the blocks. Zoe nearly got it through a triple team. Valerie there as well. To the baseline. That's good. So the baseline jumper is good. It's 13-2. And Born Leaders has to, or rather, Boomslang has to reset with the inbound. 1:38 remaining. Zoe to inbound. She does. Into Logan. Logan driving. Sent underneath the basket, but it's Born Leaders who comes up with it. And a whistle. 1:22 remaining, and both teams basically subbing in everyone. By the way, the clock continues to run. I love it. Now it stops. In it comes. Born Leaders will bring it with 1:10 to go. Out on the right side, stepping inside, up no good, too hard of a shot, too low of a line drive. A second try is a jumper, that's an air ball. Born Leaders will get a third try with 58 remaining. Charging in for a layup, it's good. So this will be a rather emphatic finish for Born Leaders to this weekend tournament. Boomslang got here, played hard as this goes in for... into the backcourt and lobbed ahead to Julia. Ahead it goes. 29 remaining. Born Leaders came up with it. And I believe it's staying with Boomslang with 27 remaining in a 15-2 Born Leaders victory. Or eventual victory in 25 seconds. Not trying to put the cart before the horse. Down low, turning, that's no good. A baseline jumper by Taylor with 16 to go. And Born Leaders traveled again. So remember, Boomslang had to win to get into this championship game, and they beat Northeast Elite 4-3 in a very tightly contested game. This is Arendt, turnover. Taken back. They're going to try to dribble it out with three. They take a shot with one, and that's it. Born Leaders coach didn't want a shot because he, you know, obviously sportsmanship and all. No harm was intended, but 15-2 is the final score. And Born Leaders goes on and picks up this victory in this tournament this afternoon. And for Boomslang, they have a 1-1 day, winning that first game 4-3 over Northeast Elite. And as we said, was a nail-biter, Taylor and Kate, with 2 points apiece. And here in the nightcap, just didn't go the snake's way. Zoe did have 2 points, and that was it for Boomslang. And that is it for us on a long day of basketball here at the LaFell School. We get to say so long, and we'll see you again in the very near future. We look forward to it. Don't know when the next broadcast will be. We will be back before you know it. That'll do it from here. Congratulations to Born Leaders. They win this game 15-2 over Boomslang. We will regroup and see you in the near future and catch me down the road. No doubt I'll talk about this on my radio program Doubleheader, which runs on WGCH at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. So maybe check that out, and we'll be back with Brunswick activity as well. But Boomslang goes 1-1 today, beating Northeast Elite 4-3 in the first game and falling here in the nightcap 15-2. My thanks to Sean Adams for keeping me company all day. I owe him some kind of a dinner. Thanks to Ryan, Coach Ron, and the whole Boomslang crew. For all of them, I'm Rob Adams saying so long from the LaFell School in Hartsdale, New York. You've been listening to Boomslang Basketball Club action on Robcasting Radio on the Boom Mic. And from Hartsdale, good night, everyone. Powered by Rob Casting Radio.
This concludes our broadcasting day. For more information, follow us on Twitter @RobCastingRadio. Thank you for listening.